Well, the NBA Finals begin tonight, so commentator John Feinstein joins us this morning. John, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
A lot of people seem surprised that the Cleveland Cavaliers are in the NBA Finals, even though they've got one of the great players at the moment, LeBron James.
I would be one of those people. I really didn't think there was enough talent around LeBron James to get by the Detroit Pistons, a very experienced team that was in the conference final for the fifth straight year. But the series turned around in what I think will go down as an historic game. Game five in Detroit, tied 2-2, and LeBron James announced his arrival as a true star. He's been a commercial star, doing a lot of commercials, and a very good player. But he scored 29 of his team's last 30 points. And it reminded me a little bit of Michael Jordan more than 20 years ago in the Boston Garden scoring 63 against the Celtics. Even though the Celtics won that game, it announced Michael Jordan as a superstar.
When you score 29 of your team's 30 points, you have to wonder, how do you keep scoring when everybody knows you're going to be the one who takes the shot?
Well, that's exactly right. And there were a couple of plays at the end of regulation, at the end of the second overtime, where the Cavaliers just all, the other four guys just kind of stood off on the side and said, okay, LeBron, go ahead. And he went by basically all five Pistons and made the plays. And that's what the real greats, not the very goods, the real greats do. And remember, James is only 22 years old. I am not going down and say he's the next Michael Jordan. There is no next Michael Jordan. But the first LeBron James is really, really good.
Okay, so now the Cavaliers play the San Antonio Spurs, who have a lot of experience at this level.
They sure do. They're going for their fourth title in 9 years. And the one player left from Title I in 1999 is Tim Duncan. And he is, to me, one of the greatest unappreciated players in the history of the game. The fact that his nickname is the Big Fundamental. He just does everything right in a very quiet way. He's almost never mentioned as an MVP. And you can probably make the case he's the MVP in the league every year. He's that good. Now he's got Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili around him. They're a very unsexy team. The NBA doesn't want them in the finals because they don't get TV ratings. They just make it to the finals almost every year.
Let me ask you about some other NBA news. You have the coach for the moment of the Orlando Magic, who came from a college team in Florida, Billy Donovan, and now he says he wants to go away again. He was just hired for millions and millions of dollars, and now he says he wants to quit. What's happening?
Instant buyer's remorse, Steve. Obviously, Billy Donovan won back-to-back national titles at Florida. He was offered a $27 million five-year contract to go to the Orlando Magic. He accepted it. He had a press conference saying he was going to be the Magic coach. And then 2 days later said, you know what? I can't do this. I can't go through with this. I don't want to travel 111 miles on an almost daily basis to see my family who were going to stay in Gainesville. He's got four children. And he said, please let me out of the contract. And the Magic did, and obviously Billy Donovan is taking a lot of hits. But this does happen. There are situations where coaches think they want a job, get to the job and say, what have I done? And Billy Donovan, I think, deserves a mulligan, saying, give me a second chance here at Florida. He's going to go back there because once he realized what was involved in the job, he decided he didn't want to do it.
Commentator John Feinstein, his latest book is Tales from Q School. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.